Blog Talk Radio.
You have to go potty, she runs away. It always works. Not that I'm trying to get rid of her, but we are going to talk about stuff, and I'm sure I'm going to drop some F-bombs, you know? So, anyhow, we are going to enjoy a little bit of astrology, a little bit of fortune telling, a little bit of technology, some news, and we'll see if anyone shows up for a tarot reading. Doubtful though, but if nobody does, no worries. I will come back on later and do other stuff. So, back to what we were doing. Anyhow, so the planets. So when we're talking about, you know, where they are in our charts and stuff when we were born, that's what we're talking about. I also wanted to share something that I was reading into yesterday. This is about healing frequencies for meditation. For those of you who do practice and are interested, 174 hertz. Alleviates pain. 432 hertz is the miracle tone of nature. So it goes from 174 to 432. 250 or 285 hertz heals tissues. 396 hertz releases fear and guilt. 417 hertz facilitates change. Actually, I'm sorry. This one, there's more actually. It goes up to, I didn't see these. 963 hertz is where it goes up to. So 432 is miracle tone of nature. 528 hertz repairs DNA. 639 hertz heals relationships. 741 awakens intuition. 852 attracts soul tribe. 963 hertz connects with the light and spirit. Very interesting. Very interesting indeed. Now we're going to get into some astrology stuff in a second, and then we're going to do it. And if no one comes, I'll end the show, and then I'll come back on later and, you know, probably bitch about some stuff, I'm sure. Now, I've got some tips on how to know when you're picking up collective energy. You feel tired and unmotivated for no reason. Everything in your life is going well, yet you can't shake a strange feeling of sadness. You find yourself worrying about things that usually don't bother you. There's an electric current surging through your body. The other day, I felt this like I was actually shaking for a long time. My whole body was shaking. It was very weird. You feel shaky and unsettled, and you want to isolate yourself. Like, I just wanted to, like, move out of state, out of town, out of country, out of the planet. I'm like, I need to get out of here for some reason. But it was just, like, a bunch of things that were just, like, hitting. Now, I'm going to tell you what a demon once told me. It is okay to want your own happiness. It is okay to care about yourself the most. It is okay to do what's healthy for you. When somebody hits you, it's okay to hit back and then ask them what the hell they expected. It's okay you are not obligated to sit there and smile and swallow up every drop of poison that they give you. You're more than your future. You're more than window dressing. You're not their shiny toy. You're human, and you have the right to say that was shitty of you. You have a right to say, let me feed that back to you. Tell me, how does that taste? You have the right to protest your own mistreatment and set boundaries for respectful interactions. The rest of the world doesn't realize you have this right, and they will act offended and appalled when you exercise it, but it is yours. And that's by Sunilin V from the Minds Journal. And I'd rather be a free thinker than someone who follows anything. All right, I've got some things. So let's get to it, shall we? Let's see. See if it'll come up. I've been really trying to attack my phone today. It's anything. Come on, come on, come on. Yeah, come on. Thank you. We've got some actual news today. And then we have some interesting money scoops. And all kinds of shit, actually. Now, in finances, for 21. We're in 2021. Can you believe that? Now, I've got your money scope right here. Now, if 2020 was a year to bring us to our lowest point, then 2021 starts out with a sense of rugged determination. There's a way through our financial mess, though it won't come without effort. Jupiter, the planet of abundance, met with Saturn, the planet of authority, on December 21st in 2020. History tells us that during one of their previous meetings in the sign of balanced Libra, we were presented with Reagan's trickle-down economics. Trickle-down economics doesn't work. That's why we need pandemic relief. Because everybody got PPP. Mom and pop's businesses went down. And while the rest of us mostly don't have jobs. So I'll tell you, trickle down doesn't really work. Now, the theory appeared fair on its face, and more for me more means more for you eventually, right? But decades of practice tells us that it was anything but. The proposition may very well have led us to our current economic crisis, where inequality and disparity is rampant, and labor rights are crushed for the benefit of big Capricornian Corporation, who made out quite handsomely in 2020. This time, however, our planetary players meet in the air sign Aquarius, whose interests lie in democracy, humanitarianism, and freedom. Here, collectivism, community, and progressive thinking is the way forward. And considering the whole comes ahead of individual ambitions, in other words, money-making schemes that cause harm or jeopardize the health and safety of the collective won't gain much traction. More of us may begin to turn away from working for large corporations as more local, community-driven enterprises take root in response to the increasingly localized economy. Now, karmically, thanks to the current position of the lunar nodes and their accompanying eclipses, industries related to the signs Gemini and Sagittarius are quite highlighted for our review, including travel, postal systems, higher education, media, international relations, and electronics. We're being asked to consider what we need to leave in the past and what we look to as new solutions and innovations to rebuild our finances in 2021. Aries. With Saturn and Jupiter finally gone from your 10th house of career and reputation on December 17th and 19th, respectively, you can let out a tiny sigh. You've come up against formidable bosses, foes, and other extreme expressions of power players. In the last few years, it's made you stronger. Congratulate yourself for overcoming those odds, but make it quick because your next financial adventure starts out with you in the driver's seat. Venus, the ruler of your money sector, will dance through Capricorn and Aquarius at the beginning of the year, helping you use your charm and financial gain. This is a time for innovation. Ram those high-tech, out-the-boxes ideas you have about making life more expedient are needed. And they can wind up being lucrative for you. In mid-July, a fixed T-square involving Jupiter, Saturn, and Uranus, and Venus ushers in a potent, creative, and collaborative energy. Take advantage. What you dream up may strike gold. Taurus, you're being called up present to the class. Taurus, after years of hammering out a philosophy and worldview that suits you, the time has arrived to take the skills and knowledge that you've acquired and apply them professionally. Mercury is the ruler of your money sector, and as a result, your mind works swiftly when it comes to creating income. This year, when the planet of communication retrogrades in February, June, and October, each for about 3 weeks at a time, he wants you to pay special attention to your public reputation and how it influences your finances. These are times to ask yourself how you want to represent yourself in the public stage. If you shy away from sharing your work openly, reconsider doing so could influence your income in a positive way. It is time to lean into your creativity and passion. This will remind you that you've got the talent and skills to create financial security for yourself. It's new territory for you, but stay in the course. Even when things seem a little rocky, patience will ultimately reward you. Gemini, with the moon, the fast-moving celestial body in the heavens as the ruler of your money sector, it's no surprise that your income fluctuates as easily and rapidly as Lady Luna. In previous years, most of your energy was devoted towards building the self-worth and confidence necessary to make good money. You've learned that stepping out of on the right foot with your head might as well be heads up, since there's so many of you. Yes, Gemini even has a third, I feel. Makes up a world of difference when closing a deal or demanding better comprehension for your work. This year, your biggest financial gains and losses will come down to your commitment to your ambitions and your leadership skills. The solar eclipse going off in your chart on June 10th will be pushing you to be less lost in the sauce and more ready to lead at a moment's notice. Use that quick wit and sharp mind to advantage and assert yourself. Then watch your income grow. Just be mindful of partnerships. Gemini, partnerships of all kinds are leaning heavy on for you for guidance and even financial assistance, so don't fall into monetary straits attempting to take care of everyone's needs ahead of your own. Cancer, in this upcoming year, your financial success will lie in the details in taking care of you. Cancer, the brief lesson in managing shared assets and other people's money or valuables you received last spring when Saturn temporarily passed into your eighth house of inheritance is now a more semi-permanent fixture in your life. As both Jupiter and the ring planets settle into the house for the next year for Jupiter, or 2.5 years for Saturn, this transition can bring about uncomfortable situations like debt, taxes, death, or divorce that can make you have a interesting time dealing with related money, both burden and a blessing. Depending on how you manage yourself, mitigate undue stress by setting up systems that support you and making your finances as simple as possible. This could mean downloading apps to manage your funds or setting up a chat with a financial advisor about long-term planning. The less energy you spend stressed about money, the better. And as the rest of your chart is pointing towards needing more time alone to rest and recuperate, take extra care, Cancer. 2021 is a year where burnout, injury, and changes in employment can feature for you. Create a cushion for yourself if possible by removing yourself from negative, unhealthy work environments. Look into positions that allow you to work peacefully behind the scenes, away from bosses and colleagues. Leo, keeping your eye on Mercury is the key to understanding your finances. Leo, as the ruler of your second house of money and income, whatever the winged messenger gets up to, has an impact on your bottom line. Money comes easiest for you when you draft out a plan and pay attention to the details, assuring that your riches aren't squandered away while you aren't paying attention. With that in mind, money flows with you, and you turn on your charm and social skills. As Mercury retrogrades through all the air signs during the months of February, June, and October, asking you to talk and even sing for your supper, people want to hear from you, and they'll hopefully pay you for your thoughts and ideas, so give them what they want. Consider any opportunity that allows you to teach, speak, travel, or Zoom with the public, as building up your networks will help keep you financially secure. It may feel familiar to not go it alone, but this year, try leaning on your village to make your money goals come to fruition. Virgo, in May and June of 2020, the Venus retrograde led to a major career evaluation for you, and how it went will inform you how 2021 will go, but this will stick with what we know, shall we? You're skilled and multi-talented and aren't afraid of hard work, and with the energy on your side, it's hard to go wrong. Venus, your money sector ruler, joins Jupiter and Saturn in February, making it an excellent time to send out resumes or take on extra responsibility at your current job. Venus lends you additional charm and grace at work. Use this to your advantage by mid-May, and you could find more income coming in due to promotion or acclaim for your work. Go forth confidently, Virgo. You got this. Libra. Yeah. does this ring true? Last year was focused on helping you cut cords with people and things that no longer align with your values and interests. For you, the art of making money has to excite you and even turn you on. So true. When you're passionate about your work, you light up and draw financial opportunities towards you like moths to a flame. You thrive on good vibes and work well with others. But after 2020, series of unfortunate events, God, so true. it may find that you need to shift gears to find new people and projects. And those who were sitting didn't wait. Sorry, guys. Y'all came in the middle of a horoscope. I don't know what you wanted. Could have waited? It's all good. Come back tomorrow. So where was I? Anyway, so gears to find new people and projects to invest your energy in. Don't fret as Mars, your money and income ruler, spends the majority of the spring aligning you to your true passions. Jupiter and Saturn start a new cycle in your fifth house of creativity and children, so consider ways in which you can be of service by using your natural gifts, by bringing people together, even if we are at a distance. Abundance for you may lie in bringing hope and joy to others who need it most. Scorpio, if you needed the advice given to you last year, Scorpio, you should be in good shape to kick off 2021. This year sees Jupiter, the ruler of your money sector, moving into your fourth house of home, family, giving you opportunities to make your personal space and power spot for income. This can mean many things. You might find yourself working from home exclusively or shifting into a career that's centered around opening up a home business, real estate, family services, or hospitality, to give you a few ideas. Jupiter dips into creative Pisces from mid-May until July, indicating that you may have a chance to earn some cash through work-related arts, youth, or leisure activities. Think outside the box, Scorpio. Where there's pain, there's an opening for healing, and you can find a way to lift people's spirits in the dark, and you'll strike gold. Sagittarius, 2021 brings reasons to be hopeful about finances, Centaur. With Saturn, the planet of restrictions, moving on from your money sector, from December 17th, you should feel a little less tight in the wallet. So long as you commit to being responsible about your money, maybe not doing everything that you can to try and destroy your ex because you don't want to pay child support, that would be good. Think about this. You win when you trim. As luck would have it, Saturn, also the ruler of your money sector, joins Jupiter in forward-thinking Aquarius, bringing about an influx of innovative ideas, radical schemes to generate more income. The key is to think outside of the box and be willing to promote yourself locally to those who may need your services and skill sets. Use your natural talents as a communicator, educator, and hype person to get your name out there and see what comes back to you. Work your network, Centaur. Get your closest friends, family, and neighbors involved, as they're especially important in helping you create income for yourself. Not a money-making scheme. Don't do that. Remember, trickle up and down don't work. Lean on others for support and say yes to the invitations to speak and write about subjects that get your mind going. All you have to do is show up and wow everyone with your intellect and humor, and the money should start to flow in. Capricorn, you should feel proud of yourself for withstanding those brutal Saturn, Jupiter, and Pluto transits from 2020. You've matured tremendously over the past year. And as a reward, 2021 offers you the opportunity to see your finances level up a notch as a perpetual student of Saturn's School of Hard Knocks. You will have to dig deep and push yourself if you want to see your bottom line improve. Luckily, Jupiter and the planet of abundance and expansion will be lending his support alongside Saturn, your second house of money and income. This means you'll have the planetary equivalent of Santa Claus in your corner, cheering you on to take risk and lean on optimism a little more. You'd also do well to make time for your creative pursuits. Seagoat, all the projects that were waylaid by last year's events deserve another chance. It's likely there's at least one that can add a little cash to your life if you have fun with it. Aquarius, 2021 is a big year for you, water bearer. The Saturn and Jupiter moving into your sign. This moment is the time you should feel a relief. After many years of heavy Capricorn fears weighing on your mind behind closed doors, hopefully you're feeling more confident in your dreams of helping others. Jupiter, the ruler of your money sector, moves into Aquarius from December 19th and joins with Saturn, creating a fresh new cycle for both personality, both personally and financially. Your financial security is directly linked on how much hard work and effort you put into making your ambitions come to fruition. You are the captain of this ship, so lean into that newfound confidence by asking yourself, what do you want to do to make money? Energetically, this is a time for you to get away from dissolving into the crowd and stand out on your own creative merits for a change. Now, energetically, this is a time for you to get away, stand out, create your own merits for change without being afraid of taking up too much space. It's safe to be seen for your talents. This is a new beginning for you. Of course, there will be natural ebbs and flows that you'll have to manage before you see true progress. But Jupiter dips into Pisces from May to July to give your money house a fresh pump of optimism and abundance. Good times are on the way. Pisces, having Jupiter and Saturn take up residence in your 12th house of seclusion and isolation, will push you to reflect on your sense of faith and your desire to rescue the world from itself. Sweet Pisces, this year your financial energy is best served by not chasing after worldly ambitions and accolades. Instead, focus on healing those around you. After the year we've survived, most people need someone to care for them in some way, a service your chart is primed to provide. On January 6th, Mars, the ruler of your money sector, breaks away from his month-long journey through your second house of self-worth to hunt for new experiences. Pay attention to opportunities that arise around family, caretaking, real estate, and or selfless roles like counseling, herbalism, or astrology around mid-March and Mars, gets a cosmic power-up to execute your financial desires around this time. It's a messy world, Pisces, but there's still hope. So long as you're around to guide us through the times with compassion. We had two people on the line at the same time. Y'all couldn't wait. That's okay. It's fine. Now, we did that. We've got our news, so let's do that. I want to let y'all know that we are in a very dangerous time when a precedent has been set. So if we don't do something and nothing is done, this will set a precedent that anybody can do anything they want. We spend $47 trillion on fucking, what is it called, military spending, but we can't stop people from coming into the Capitol if they're white. But if they're black and they hit a barricade, we're going to shoot them. But imagine having the better part of the last 5 years, having your brain and ego melted by uninterrupted political exposure, flying to Washington in the middle of a pandemic to hear Trump whine about Oprah and Mike Pence at a rally, marching up to Congress on his orders to smash shit and then mill around aimlessly. You go home to hear that Biden won anyway, and all of your favorite Twitter news sources named like Patriot Newsmen of the West with avatars of Roman statues have posted your photo online and are labeling you as gay communist Antifa actor. And the next day, the God Emperor you pasted into Warhammer memes puts out a video cucking himself and bending the knee. I'm sorry, those were heinous acts. Please let me tweet again, Jack. You can't leave D.C. because the airlines have dubbed you a flight risk. You can't stay because the cops are actively looking for you. After one of their own died, your roommate at the only hotel that would accept you is a guy named Based_Kekistani 1488, who wants to show you his Goblin Slayer torrents. The sun is going down and you're getting cold. Ha!
Yeah. But Pelosi and McConnell need to investigate why, one, the Capitol was so poorly prepared for that attack, two, why police were taking selfies and domestic terrorists, and why those guilty of insurrection were escorted out the front door instead of being handcuffed and arrested right then. How were they able to get out of there with no consequences? Now I've got a good one. One of the men who died at the Capitol siege is named Kevin Greeson. This fucking piece of shit. At one point during the rally, Mr. Greeson, fearing arrest, had a loaded taser in the front of his pants. He then participated in the storming of the Capitol building and seemingly forgot he had crotched the taser. When he stood up on a chair to steal a portrait of Tip O'Neill, his leg pressed against the taser, trigger and fired the leads into his testicles. Mr. Greeson fell and landed in such a way as to put consistent pressure on the trigger, electrocuting himself in the testicles until he expired of a heart attack. This is not made up. This is really what happened. Okay, girl with Don't Tread on Me flag gets trampled by Trumpers. Cop who was killed was a Trumper. Killed by a Trumper. The veteran who was hanging off the building and told to get down and to obey the police was killed. Just so it's just so funny. It's just so funny. I just can't. Remember, guys, and lay up.
Hi, T. Oh my God, did you do that really? Hi, T.
Yeah.
That was funny, T. Hey,
what's going on? Question. We're going through the motions in the ocean.
Yes, I have a question. Should I still stay there working where I'm at right now, the even job? I'm hesitating. It's just that, the problem with police, and I'm not sure what to do. Like,
I believe we touched on this subject before, and I believe we had previous. I'm gonna pull out the cards. No worries. I believe that we had already previously discussed that this was going to be in your nearest future. So, now the time has come to pass. So, let's see what's going on. Remember, if you have me on speakerphone, it's going to reverb.
Okay, sorry, I got it.
And it'll cut off the feed a little bit. All right, so we're going to throw out some cards and see what your work situation is like. I hope you caught the first part of the show. It's probably informative for you. Let's see. Got a lot of stuff coming up in the stars. A lot of stuff. As I'm seeing more evidence. Well, I mean, in the old ages, they would always go to a seer before they would go to war or do different things and find out what auspicious days were best. So as I'm because I'm delving into this myself, as I'm seeing more and learning more about it, I feel like bringing it up and talking about it, staying on top of this subject is a good idea for everyone, especially when we have questions like these. So all right, so we got you separated out. Get your cards in. I'm using the usual. All right, so I'm finding you on the grid. All right. Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. All right. start putting out them resumes, for one. You are, right now, in this present moment, you've got two twos. You are at the Two of Wands and the Two of Pentacles. So this is where we come up with this question. Right now, being a willing listener and knowing what people need, again, that's your personality. You know how to get the advantage. Help is on the way. So remember that. It's sitting next to a Two of Pentacles. Now, this is everything in the world right now, because this is directly connected to your financial and foundation world. Now, there's a lot of action cards here. You've got one, two, oh, yeah, you've got a lot of action, pentacle. You only have one cup. So, yeah. Yeah, because you're getting bored with where you are in the first place. You're not feeling fulfilled at all. So letting go of something old in preparation for new opportunities. Keep your ears open to alternative business proposals. Brainstorm with peers. Send out resumes. Start looking at what you want to try and do. Now, right now, we're at the Ten of Wands, so there's a lot going on. You're feeling the burden. You're feeling the loss of the want to actually be where you are work-wise. You're not feeling it. Okay, I got a Four of Cups here, so we're not that feeling that fantastic about it. We liked it, and now it's just becoming dull. So you have the Empress sitting there, so it's time to express your ideas, take risks. Getting what you want is your responsibility. Your passion is of primary importance to you now. Now, we have, in the next 4 weeks, you have the Four of Wands and you have the Stars. So in the next 4 weeks, it's a good time to start throwing out, get on Indeed, make your thing, start throwing that resume out there. It's time to delve into a different territory, if you will, something you haven't done before. You have the Stars, so that's telling you there's hope. Have faith. Start putting out your resume, because you will be leaving your job. This job is coming to an end. So start now. Now, in the nearest future, you've got the Four of Cups. You've got the Eight of Pentacles. So that's telling me the lack of luster and want to be where we are now. You want something more. It's time. Well, the Eight of Pentacles is telling you your garden that you are planting, continue to do so, because you're about to have a lot of growth and there's going to be a lot of opportunities available to you. Start getting that resume out. Now, your foundation here is you are the Queen of Pentacles. Very true. You definitely are. And you have the Eight of Wands. So there's a lot of decisions that need to be made right now. And in the next 8 weeks, you're going to be finding yourself into the next stage of your life. So it's all about decisions, careful planning. You also have the Four of Pentacles and the Ace of Swords. So that's like a change of mind. We're going to start something new. We're going to start looking into new things. The Four of Pentacles is telling you to hold on to your money, manage your money and time as wisely as possible. Now is a time of being as frugal as possible. Hold on to all funds that you can. Think about who you owe and what you owe, who to get it out of the way if you can. Take care of any loose ends, because you're a queen. She is telling you to have faith in yourself and don't be scared, okay? Because if you're doubting your ability to live up to your responsibilities, don't look for too much approval at this time, but you have everything you need, so believe in yourself. Rewards will arrive when you work independently in your own way. That's what this card means. So that's your queen right now. She's telling you financially it's time to start taking a step forward to changing our future to a better spot, because this job is about to end for you. There's about to be some big happening in between all this. Let's see. I want to see what happens here. Oh, yeah. Never done that backwards before. Let's see. Okay. Yep. Yes. You have the Justice card. So Just remember, anyone around you is going to let them suffer the sheer consequences, okay? The consequences can be dire for those. What you put out comes back to you times three, right? Well, in your nearest future, you've got the Fool on top of this. So you're going to be stepping into a whole new realm. You're about to be leaving some of your life behind. It's about to go forward. It's actually about to spear forward, if you will. So your High Priestess, I just pulled a High Priestess for you. Your High Priestess does have a message for you. Trust your intuition more with reason. I'm sorry, more than your reason. And act more on feelings than on facts. Take time to think about your options and tackle difficulties with enthusiasm. These are opportunities to learn, to be a winner now. Don't withdraw. So if you're feeling stuck, that's okay. The tarot is telling you, pace yourself, throw your resumes out, things are coming, so relax. Definitely start them resumes. Throw yourself out there. Throw the noodles out against the wall until you see one stick. That's what my mom always said. But yeah, I remember touching on this subject for you, like, I don't know, it was 2 weeks ago maybe? Maybe it was last month. If you remember. I think I remember telling you that you were going to leave your work soon and to start getting ready to think about what you wanted to do. Yep, and now that time has come. Holy crap, people are here. Girl, that's the tea.
Hi.
Hi, what can I do for you?
Thanks for taking my call. Will you pull cards for me for the general?
Sure, absolutely.
Thank you.
Please forgive, guys, if I'm not looking at my laptop, it also, it like shut the thingy, turn, you know, goes to sleep, so I can't see if anybody's on there unless I'm pressing it. I'm sorry, guys. All right, so, a general, got you. My regular dropped her call. I'm sorry, girl. I'm sure she's probably still. All righty, let's see. Okay. There's a lot going on here. All right. So where you are right now, we are at the Eight of Cups. So there's a lot of new things being opened up to you in the passion section, if you will. Now, the Eight of Cups, this is usually about self-sacrifice being likely asked of you. And to beware of corals, use caution in negotiating affairs of the heart. And attention spans are running short. So don't take anything too personally. You do have a reverse King of Wands. Now, kings usually represent a man that we have in our life, or it could just be a message. So we'll see what's going on here. You're about to be surprisingly successful in navigating extremely complex situations as you strive toward meeting some of your long-range goals. Use your intuition and treat others royally. Inspiration and professional projects bring great rewards. Now, that being said, that's what that card usually means. But we're reversed. Right now, it's talking about seeking new options for growth and mobilize your skills. Stay firmly within the ethical boundaries when you act and don't be too aggressive. Now, you're right now in your present. Now, this is what's above your head, what we just read. Your Eight of Cups and your King of Wands. It's kind of where you are mentally as a whole. So right now in your present, though, you've got a reverse moon. Now, usually it's about finding things out that were happening behind your back. But everyone wants things done his or her way, but go easy on yourself, so take a mental health day to get away from your responsibilities. When you come back, roll with the punches. Don't be too trusting or willing to go the extra mile unless you can afford it. And speaking of, it's sitting next to a six of pentacles. So is there someone in your life that you, like, have to give and put up with, and, like, they don't barely return anything? Feels like sometimes that's what this card's about. But I'm feeling a person there. Okay, so in your nearest future, you have the Knight of Pentacles. And that's a good thing, because he's right side up, so if you've been questioning whether or not you'll have enough money to get the things you want and need, you rarely feel discouraged, but lately, lacking confidence in the future. This card is about success coming around the corner, but first you must learn to budget time and money wisely. The Three of Pentacles is sitting next to that, which is about achievement in business at hand, chiefly because you're willing to make yourself available to your supervisors. But be careful not to buy others with gifts. And this will only lead to resentment. Now that is in your nearest future. I feel there's a lot of stories. Now. Let's do another card on top of these two here. You've got a Ten of Cups and the Magician and Judgment in the distant future. Are we thinking about leaving someone or cutting someone out of our life? Perhaps.
I am taking that day of rest, and I am at a crossroads about how to proceed.
Well, I'm about to tell you how to proceed because, whoa. All right, we've got the Ten of Cups. Now, the only way that you are going to have peace now, all right, you've got the Magician, and you've got Judgment. So the Magician is telling you, the universe says, go ahead. You have all the elements necessary to get what you want done. Don't feel bad about it. You have Judgment on top of that. Now, this will be a job well done, delivers many rewards, and laziness is punished. So make peace. Don't nitpick with yourself too harshly or with others. Patience will bring success, but don't be cruel in this. Your health will improve. But it will take some effort on your part, and I'm sure worrying about this will make you sick. Dealing with this entity that you're dealing with makes you unhappy, sick, anxiety, all that stuff, I feel. So how to go about it? Your foundation says completely to cut everything. Cut it off. You have Ten of Swords and the Nine of Cups, so you're getting your wish. You just have to say it in words. Now, to help you come up with those words, your final outcome here and what you will do, you have the Seven of Cups, you have the Five of Wands, so there will be an argument here, and on top of that is the Five of Pentacles. So at this moment in time, we're looking at a window and not at a door. So as it feels, there's nowhere to go, but there is. Time to stand up and fight. Say what you mean what you say, and shut that door. Don't feel bad at what you're doing. It'll be better. Now, I'm going to throw what will be, wow, the Hangman. All right. What's going to happen when you make this decision to walk away? Rise above material concerns and the way things that have always been. Try another avenue. Relax, rethink, keep everything above boards, and allow others to change their minds and look at new options. Contemplate, don't agitate. Do it swiftly, make the cut. But don't be cruel. Just act amicably, make the cut. You're fired. There you go. That's it. You're fired. Say what you want. Say what your boundary is, then cut the head off the demon. Keep it.
It's interesting you said that a gift would result in resentment.
Mm-hmm. Did we get some resentment already?
Well, it's one of those, no matter how one proceeds, then it wasn't what was wanted.
Well,
unending. Yeah, there's unending dissatisfaction.
Yes. Well, when sometimes that happens, it's a big eye-opener that tells you everything you need to know about where you stand with them.
Yeah.
So I would definitely...
it's, even if you give the world that, it will still be the wrong world.
Yes, exactly. So, to preserve your world, it's time to make some cuts. Cut the fat, take a nice bubble bath, treat yourself, do something nice for yourself, relax. But all this will come in the next 7 days things will start, but in the next 5 days there will be an argument. It will be the straw that breaks the camel's back. You're just going to blurt it out like word vomit.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I hope everything works out for you, and come see me again. You're on That's the Tea.
Hi. Oh, my God.
Hey, what can I do for you?
I just took a mouthful. I'm sorry.
Good.
Is my boyfriend cheating?
Is your boyfriend cheating?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that's what you said. No problem. Let's see. Hi, I'm going to throw a card out for you. I'm going to throw out a card for him. Let's see what's going on with you guys. Oh, boy. Oh, dirty, dirty. Oh my God. Oh, my God. Well, he's been up to no good. Well, for those of you who are lining up now, you should have came on earlier. We have 7 minutes left. First come, first serve, everyone. But tomorrow I'll be back on. So those of you who aren't getting a reading right now, apologies. Okay, so I want to let you know that there is the death card in your foundation for one. Let's just talk about what's in the bottom part. The wheel, the death card. You've got the Queen of Pentacles and the Eight of Wands here. So this first tells me that something happened that you don't know about. You have the Hermit between you two, and it's crossed by the Tower. So everything that you thought you guys had, you were wrong. A brick has been pulled from the foundation and everything is about to come crashing down. Now, secrets are being held. On his side, he's got the Knave of Wands, the Justice card, and the Three of Wands. What leads me to believe that he is going to suffer the consequences of his actions. Now, you obviously have been listening to your intuition. The Hangman is here, and I'm going to tell you this right now. You made your bed, you got to lie in it, basically. So it's a time to rise above what you feel is the norm, all the material things, and the way that things have always been. But right now, you need to say it out in words, what you think is going on. Say it. Keep everything above board, because if this issue is found out later and you don't hit the nail on the head now, it's going to be much worse and hurt way more. And he's probably going to do more because he doesn't think you know. That being said, your Hermit's right side up. That means we've been kind of on our own in this. But right now it's time to break an unnecessary happy. Take steps to eliminate unhealthy rhythm routines. Have your friends been driving you crazy lately and or spouses? Now's a good time to get them out of your life. Don't let yourself get stuck in the expectations of others, because he's expecting you to just keep a blind eye. Now, if you were like me, before COVID, I had a bunch of jobs. So it's so easy for him to do that. And then when I didn't have my jobs anymore, things started adding up. A few months later, yep, exactly. It is what it is. They do what they do, and all we can do is wait for the answer or try and listen to our intuition. Yours has been bugging you this whole time. It's obvious. So he's got the Three of Wands on his side, but it's sitting with justice, and it says what goes around comes around. Seek legal counsel. Ask advice from elders. You may be embroiled in negotiations or a tedious bureaucratic system, and to do healthy things spiritually and physically. That's what this card usually means. Now, when it's sitting next to this Knave of Wands, which I feel a female presence here, this is a younger female, kind of like free, fun-free person that doesn't really have much responsibility, really doesn't care that much, kind of probably parties even, you know, one of those people. Peter Pan-like attitude. I don't feel like this is a message. I feel like this is a person. So let's throw another card on this. He's worried. I threw the Nine of Swords. He's worried. He's starting to sweat. So he must have almost got caught, huh?
Well, I've been talking to him that, you know, he tells me one thing, but I've told him that I believe it's happening. And this is what I've been lining up my ducks in a row for a while now so I can take off and leave. But he doesn't want that to happen.
Yeah, he's worried you're going to leave. Well, I threw out two more cards. And it's more so on this side because on your side, you have your ending card on your side is the Four of Wands. So you're going to be sitting nice here. And the next 4 weeks, you're going to be making the rest of your arrangements for one. And two, the devil is on his side. So this is an old habit that he used to have and he's done before. This is something that he's taken pride in doing before. Kind of like that bros before hoes type thing. I got a bunch of girlfriends, you know, a stable of women, that type of thing. The devil is really terrible when you've got the Tower and the Death card. Very bad, very bad. He's not good. Not very good for you at all. Now, the last final card is talking about, it's the Seven of Pentacles. Usually it's about jumping the gun lately, patience and hard work bringing success, try to listen to others and postpone decisions until you're informed. You hate to be broke, but you don't overburden yourself to make ends meet. So I feel like in this, it's sitting next to the King of Pentacles and the Eight of Wands. So I think this is a card for you in the sense that right now finish getting everything in a row. And as you come to a close in this, and it did tell you, wait until you're informed. And I'm informing you right now that, yes, he is, he has, and he's worried about you finding out. He's worried about you leaving, but his fall in his personality is not allowing him to be honest and to, like, be monogamous. I don't know what is with people, but I can't see someone and then go see someone else and be, like, good with it. I can't do that. I don't know how people do that, but it is structurally harmful, detrimental to your psyche, just to anyone that it's, you know, whoever cheats on whoever. It's detrimental to the person's psyche, the one that gets cheated on. Now, the one who does the cheating, it is also detrimental to their psyche, but in a more horrible way. Does he feel bad about it? Of course he does, but he can't stop himself. So, yes, he is. Time to pack up and go.
Well, thank you. And, you know, you're right. I don't know why people cheat because, I mean, in my case, because it's not like the 1950s, you know, where you were kind of locked in because of whatever, you know, society and whatever. This is a different day and age. There's no, it's not necessary to do that kind of stuff. I mean, if you want to cheat, just leave. Get out.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
But don't lie about it.
Yep. My biggest pet peeve anyway. For me is when I'm being faithful and the other person is not, and then they're telling me I'm cheating and
right.
they come up with all these crazy scenarios. And no matter how many times
yeah.
you tell them no, they just don't believe you. So you just find yourself getting angry, yelling, being this person that you're not really usually are, you know. It really does take a strain on your soul as well. Like for me,
exactly.
I'm going to be 36 this year. Oh, my God, I'm just going to stay single forever.
Yeah.
Because it's
almost,
too hard. It's too hard.
Yeah. It's yeah, the trust factor is, you know, big. But, you know, this is the thing with all of this, is that I don't see the return value on this, and I don't see – and, you know, I was getting worried. I was feeling guilty when I leave. I thought, oh, my God, you know, is everything going to be okay? We've been together a long time. And then I started thinking, wait a minute. You know, if he's cheating, which he says he's not, but I don't know. You know, what do I owe him? I don't owe him nothing.
Nope. You've done everything that you could. You've done outstandingly everything that you could possibly do. I already know that. Just being goodly enough to sleep with him was a lot, okay? He was spoiled, for one. For two, I mean, let's get it right, ladies. My mom says it the best. She's like, it's a fucking chore. I'm sorry. I get told that I'm out sucking dick while I'm at home with my kid, like, literally. And I'm like, this is on Christmas. I was single, too. And I'm, like, being told I'm out doing this stuff. I'm like, who the fuck wants to suck dick on Christmas? That sounds like a fucking chore. Like, seriously. Y'all are lucky that we even put up with y'all. Your dicks are the worst part about you. I'm sorry. That's why we close our eyes.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess, I don't know. I think there might be some good relationships out there.
I think
but, you know, he's
don't
been,
get me wrong. There are some fine-looking gentlemen.
Me.
Like, here's the thing. They look good,
no.
but then when you get in there, what are they like mentally? Who are they are? How do they treat others? Like, who are they really?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, he's been begging me not to leave, but I'm like, I think there's been something going on. I just can't. So anyway, it is what it is, and that's, I'm leaving. I'm getting the heck out
yeah.
of Dodge. And
that's the tea.
I hope.
That's the hot tea.
I wish you and your baby everything in the whole world, because especially when you're raising small kids, it's the worst thing to happen. Well, maybe there are worse things than that, but I hate it.
Oh, yeah, it definitely still hurts. You know, it's detrimental. It really is. It sucks to be cheated on and then be told that you're cheating. Really sucks, too.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
yeah,
no, it really
does, good.
And it's this personality trait, like everything they accuse you of doing, they're actually doing, and it's just this roundabout, and then when you find out, like, holy shit, I didn't know you at all, and you just feel like it's just pointless, and everything you've done, and everything you've said, and nothing really mattered, and you didn't matter, just, and when they cheat on you, and then be like, oh, don't leave me, blah, blah, and I didn't leave you, but it, yes, you did, when you talked to that other person, when you hid it from me, when you went to that person's house, when you touched another person and then touched me, you know what I mean? Like, it's basically that person telling you, fuck you, I don't care.
Well, I'm so sorry that you went through that. I, you know, especially when you have a small one, I mean, that is excruciating. And I'm sorry, and I send you good energy because you deserve the best. And I hope the best for you.
Well, thank you so
thank
much.
You.
I will say that things are turning up for me. I got into a university, a much more expensive one than the school I was at just a couple years ago. And I'm getting, I got to finish my test today, but I am getting on with Aflac, selling insurance. So I'm totally stepping into a new realm for myself. I'm bumping it up. I'm going to be 3 times as more successful, and I'm getting my bachelor degree in cybersecurity and my AS in computer information and computer science.
Wow.
So,
wow, you go, girl. The ceiling's
the
limit.
Thank you. I'm
the
trying.
Glass,
always.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're
I'm always changing,
glass ceiling.
Always trying to do better for myself, and I feel the same
yeah.
for you. You've got an exciting new realm stepping up for you, so just remember, make them cuts.
Oh,
and think about
yeah.
yourself first.
Yeah, yeah. I was just feeling guilty, but what am I doing wasting energy like that?
Oh, definitely.
Thank
Don't
you.
Feel guilty, girl.
No,
I felt that
uh-uh.
same thing, too, when I was feeling that, and I was like, I know this is going on, and then when I saw it with my own eyes, I still felt bad, but I had no reason to feel sorry. Because I didn't do anything wrong to deserve that at that point. So
you know what? I think,
I think
that talks about our
it's a good time for
brain.
You to remember who you
yeah.
are, where you came from, where
yeah.
what you want in your life, and what boundaries you want to set. And the precedent must be set now for if in case you did by chance get with someone else in the future. Lay down those rules. And that's another thing, too. You lay down those boundaries, and some of those guys will push them on purpose. And then if you let them one time get away with it, you set a precedent where they don't respect you.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, we need
you know,
to remember.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
To how we were brought up. So we have to break away from that, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
killing
we
them.
We don't have to
breaking
take care
that cycle.
Of bad people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Breaking the cycle. It is generational curses that we women have to break this year, 2021. This is the year that we change our lives, that we stop going back to abusive men, that we take those evil entities out of our lives, and we set ourselves
yeah.
that break from what our mothers did
yeah.
in that cycle, that generational curse.
Yeah. Well, it ain't happening here in this house anymore, not with me. And I really... Thank you. I thank you. God bless you. And good luck on everything. It sounds like you are really, you've got it together and you're pulling it together. And I'm going to let you talk to those people who are probably lined up wanting to talk to you on the line.
Oh, they are. But we went way over time. It's not a problem. Everybody, thank you for coming on the show. For those of you that are in line waiting, I do apologize. In the morning, I will be on. First come, first serve. Come see me in the morning. You have a wonderful day. Everybody, wear your mask. Wash your hands. We are going to change the world this year, everybody. And that's the tea. And remember, Black